This goes to Rochelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Macht, M like Mary, A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Dora, middle initial E, last name is Ovalle, O, V like Victor, A-L-L-E. Date of birth, January 27th of 1963. Dear Ms. Macht, this is a consultation for Ms. Ovalle for gross proteinuria and elevated creatinine levels. She is a 64-year-old patient who's had type 2 diabetes for more than 12 years. It was diagnosed 12 years ago, so possibly even longer than that. And within the last year, she has had gross proteinuria, where the microalbumin to creatinine ratio is greater than 104. The microalbumin in urine is at the highest level possible, so unable to calculate the ratio. And creatinine levels fluctuate between 0.8 and as high as 1.18. Which was done 3/25 of 26 with the estimated GFR of 52. She currently is feeling well. She does have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and sees a liver specialist in Saginaw through the Covenant, Saginaw Covenant system. And they manage the non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver condition that she is suffering from. Today, she denies any chest pain or palpitations. She is having significant right shoulder pain and is going to have a MRI of that shoulder for further evaluation. She does have intermittent problems with vertigo and back pain. Fatigue is intermittent problem, and occasionally she suffers from edema of the lower extremities, especially when she works during the summer in very hot environments where she's on her feet all day long. She has had to use loop diuretics to help control that problem in the past. Currently, her husband is with her today for this consultation also. She does check blood pressures at home. They're ranging between 120 and 130s, over 60s to 70 when they're checked. She feels as if she urinates well, and currently her blood sugars are very well controlled. She states that her last hemoglobin A1C was about 6.1, but for the last 12 years she's had very high blood sugars periodically with a lot of fluctuations in the A1C level. She believes she has tried the oral GLP-1 medication Rybelsus. It's R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, and that caused a great deal of nausea. So she is trying to lose weight through careful caloric restriction as well as a very strict diabetic diet. No vomiting or diarrhea, no current pain in the abdomen, and she is not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes for the last 12 years, hypothyroidism, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, followed by gastroenterologist in Saginaw, hyperlipidemia, obesity, low back pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, and she did have a very bad case of COVID in the early 2020, right after COVID originally was detected in 2020. Past surgical history, she's had a DNC and hysteroscopy, left knee arthroscopy, and a right knee arthroscopy. She had colon resection for diverticular disease in 2006. She's had colonoscopies. Just recently had both cataract lens replacement surgeries done. social history. She does not smoke cigarettes or use vaping. She occasionally consumes alcohol, but very, very infrequently, once a year at most. She is married, lives with her husband, and she is a home care worker. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, hypertension, cancer, thyroid disease, hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to aluminum, aspirin, penicillin, azithromycin, and oxycodone. Medications, the newest medication is Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram daily. She's on Synthroid, 112 microgram daily, Norvasc, 10 milligram daily, glimepiride is 1 milligram 3 times a day, carvedilol, 6.25 milligram twice a day, and losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 50/12.5 twice a day. Physical exam, height is 59 inches, weight is 196 pounds, pulse is 65, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 72. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx midline, difficult to visualize due to very prominent tongue. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension and no carotid bruise. No palpable masses. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. No palpable masses, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Decreased sensation in feet. No unusual rashes or lesions. And labs, most recent labs were done 325 of 26. Creatinine is 1.18. Calcium was 9.4. Sodium 138. Potassium 4.8. Carbon dioxide 24. Albumin is 3.8. Bilirubin is 1.4. AST 37. ALT is 30. Estimated GFR is 52. CBC, we have a hemoglobin of 10.4, normal white count, and platelets are 146,000. Her TSH is normal at 1.96. Urinalysis was done 227 of 26, 2 plus protein, negative for blood. CT of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast was done 123 of 26. Both kidneys had normal size without hydronephrosis. There was a very small non-obstructing 4-millimeter stone in the right kidney, and the urinary bladder was unremarkable. Assessment and plan, one, gross proteinuria. We are leaning toward long-standing uncontrolled diabetes as the source of this problem, but we are going to check free light chains and PLA2 receptor antibodies as well as antiphospholipase A2 receptor antibodies. Free light chains and serum immunofixation. We're going to check the a random protein to creatinine ratio, a CBC, and a renal panel within the next week. She will continue to follow a very strict diabetic diet and low-salt diet for the hypertension. She is on very good meds to control proteinuria, maximum dose of losartan, and also Farxiga at this time. In the future, we may consider adding spironolactone for further additional control of the proteinuria. But we will see what these new levels show before making those decisions. And she will have labs every 3 months thereafter with the protein to creatinine ratio to check the proteinuria and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.